Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everyone. It's 9:02, which is real early for me. John Bridge, he's been here since probably 5:02. He's behind the glass. He's taking your calls at 412-928-9370. I also take tweets at KD Pomp. I'm here for 3 hours today. That's a long time on a Saturday morning. So if I fall asleep at some point, John, come in and shake me and get me going again. That's why there's plenty of coffee here. But we're here for 3 hours talking about all things Pittsburgh sports, and this is your place to air those opinions. Call me. Again, the number, 412-928-9370. You can also follow this radio station on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. If you should call and get on the air, our hotline is brought to you by Armstrong Business. So we have a lot to get into, a very busy, not only weekend, but week ahead. If you like the sports calendar, this is always one of my favorite times of the year. Number one, hockey playoffs begin this week. Number two, baseball cranking up, starting to get into it. Midway through the month of April. And number three, it's Masters Week, which means I'll devote some of my time today talking about the Masters and who you like, why. If you want to call, give me your pick. There's a lot of great picks to choose from. Who do you think will win the 2019 Masters? I have a bunch of people I can make cases for, and I will do that as the morning goes on. But I'd like to hear from you. The other thing that's happening, not now, but soon, is the NBA playoffs. And in the Eastern Conference, the Milwaukee Bucks have home court advantage all the way through. I did that for you, John, so that you can enjoy your Giannis Antetokounmpo and all the people in Milwaukee who are expecting them to get to the finals, and they could. Although the Eastern Conference without LeBron James is far more wide open than it's ever been. With teams like Toronto, the Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, can they win? Very good team there, no doubt. You got the Boston Celtics. Gordon Hayward put on a wonderful show last night as he went back to Utah and dominated that game against the Jazz as the Celtics went on the road. You also have the Philadelphia 76ers, who are going up and down season. A lot of talent. Who knows if they put it together? They can, and they can be effective. Indiana Pacers without Victor Oladipo, still a very good team and capable of doing some damage. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that if you want to talk NBA. One other note for you. Tonight on Pittsburgh CW, we got the Riverhounds against Louisville City FC. 7 p.m. Pittsburgh CW. That's the home of the nightly sports call. And remember, next Saturday, a week from tonight, it is the opener, the home opener for the Riverhounds, April the 13th over at Highmark Stadium. And if you've never been down there, you should check it out. It is a good family experience, inexpensive, a lot of fun, especially on a beautiful night. It's a great view of the city, and you get to see the Riverhounds, who went to the playoffs last year, and they'll be trying to make it even better season this year. So go unleash the hounds at Highmark Stadium. In the meantime, we're going to start with the Pittsburgh Pirates, because the Pirates pitching, I think most of us, and my whole synopsis on them was their pitching would carry them as far as they could go. But I also thought by the end of the season, the lack of hitting and the lack of consistent defense would put a drain on that pitching. Well, so far, that's been true. They've had six quality starts. All six have been outstanding. And they should be 6-0 based on those quality starts. Instead, they're 3-3 for a variety of reasons. But last night, they shut out the Reds again at PNC Park. 2-0 that final. Same scores the night before. Cincinnati Reds, first time I can't even remember how many years. I was looking back, and I went all the way back to 1960, and I'd have to go before that, that a team has started the first seven games of the season with four shutouts. That's the quickest a team has been shut out four times to start a season in quite some time. I'm not sure. I'm sure Elias would have that answer. But for a team that went out and got Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp, and they have Joey Votto, and they have other guys, they certainly miss Scooter Gennett. But still, the Pirate pitchers have done an outstanding job. When you look at the Pirate staff, by the way, and compare it to the Cubs or compare it to the Red Sox team ERA right now is 9.65. For a defending World Series champ, that is the third worst to start a defending season in the history of baseball. They got clubbed again last night in Arizona, giving up 13 runs. The Cubs got clubbed again last night. They have given up over 7 runs, I think, in 6 of their first 7 games. They're 1-6, and the Brewers pounded them last night, 7-1. Kristen Yelich, their team, just cruising so far at a 7-1 record. And, you know, the Pirates are 3-3, but the thing about the Pirates, look at their starters and their ERAs, each of them. All right, Trevor Williams, who goes today, 0.00. Joe Musgrove, who made his debut last night, 7 scoreless, thus 0.00. Chris Archer, so far, 0.00. Jordan Lyles, so far, 0.00. The only starter who's given up runs in the first 6 games is Jameson Taillon, who has a ballooned ERA of 3.46. But he's happy with that, as he tweeted out last night. Overall, 1.25 starting ERA. That's the best in baseball. The Pirates are off to what you'd expect from a pitching staff. That's even better than I expected. They've been consistently good, and with the bullpen, Keona Kella last night was outstanding. Felipe Vasquez came in, got the save with some nasty stuff. He made Joey Votto look awful, which is hard to do because Votto's a really good hitter. But defensive gem of the night goes to Eric Gonzalez, who made a spectacular play in deep short to Rob Tucker Barnhart. Got to his feet real quickly and put a strike to first base. We've seen ups and downs already with Eric Gonzalez, to be expected, but the routine plays have been a problem. He can get the range. Like, for example, Jordy Mercer would never have gotten to that ball last night. But Jordy Mercer would have made the play the other day in the home opener, which would have probably, you know, sealed a win. So you got to be consistent with those. He's a 27-year-old kid making his first opportunity in the majors. But you see, you know, the sparkle that a lot of people talked about as well. So the Pirates today will send Trevor Williams to the hill as they'll try to make a 3 straight. And Trevor Williams is, you're not going to find many more consistent starters. In his last 14 starts dating back to last year, John Bridge, Trevor is 1.20 ERA. Now, you think about that. If that were Chris Sale, if that were Justin Verlander, if that were any of the big names that we've talked about, Steven Strasburg, Max Scherzer, it would be headlines all over baseball. Last 14, 1.20 ERA. Well, it's Trevor Williams. And, boy, what an acquisition that's looking like. They acquired him for a pitching coach. Probably Neil Huntington's one of his best trades right up there. So today the Pirates will send Trevor Williams to the mound, and the Reds are really struggling as they're in last place. But the Cubs are not far behind. The Cubs have issues, and their pitching is not as good as you would have thought based on name recognition alone and value. If you look at their price tags and their contracts, he said they got to be doing better than they're doing, and they're simply not. 412-928-9370 is the number if you'd like to talk some Pirates. And, you know, they've been forced to use some kind of makeshift outfield play. Last night, Colin Moran made his first start in left field, and it was fine. But they're going to have to use other people there because Polanco's still out, Chisenhall, his replacement's out, and now Corey Dickerson is out. So essentially two of the top three and three of the top four outfielders are out, which means you're seeing guys like Pablo Reyes and now Colin Moran. You may see Kevin Newman out there in left field. You may see a lot of people that you haven't seen in left field be in left field. But you got to do what you got to do. We'll see how that goes. Jung Ho Kang had a nice game defensively. He also had the game-winning RBI double. After Starling Marte, I thought, cost the Pirates a run by holding up. I guess he was expecting to get into a rundown between third and home. But he stopped, and because he did, the throw was kind of wild. He could have gotten in had he continued to run. He didn't, and you thought, okay, the Pirates have left something out there again. And then Jung Ho Kang comes through to drive in Josh Bell. So the Pirates get another win. They're 3-3. Go after 4-3 today. You'll hear it on your flagship home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. That is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And John, what time does the pregame activity begin?
12:10.
12:10. So that means I go until 12:10?
Yep.
You're sure? That's 10 extra minutes. That's actually 3 hours and 10 extra minutes. One hour.
1 hour and 10
yeah,
extra.
Yeah, well, I can't add. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Give me a break. But that's early.
As of right now, yes, you go till 12:10.
Kind of a rare Saturday afternoon game for the Pirates, but I like it. I mean, I think it should be a nice day, and it precedes the Penguin game. So if you have plans to, if you're really a sports junkie, I used to do this all the time. If you saw an afternoon game, whether it was hockey or baseball, and then at night, the other part of it, you just go to both. Get some neat in between and have a fun day.
That's a nice day.
It is a nice day if you're a sports fan. If you're not, it's not so nice. If you'll be, but if you love sports, that's the way to play them. All right, we're just getting started. So, again, I have 3 hours and 10 minutes today, so please keep me company. Hashtag pompin' ain't easy. It really isn't, not today. 412-928-9370. You can tweet me at KD Pump. I'll read some of those tweets. I'll get some of those calls as we continue to roll along right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.